People on a BC Ferries vessel were dazzled by a special encounter with a pod of orcas over the weekend. A video filmed nearby the boat shows the pod swimming in Active Pass, on the 1 p.m. Sunday route between Victoria, Swartz Bay, and Vancouver, Sawa Sen. Salish Sea Orca Squad, a nonprofit organization that raises awareness about orcas, shared the video on social media. "We saw them coming and right away we knew they were transient orcas. There was a group of about eight," says Rochelle Hayden, the group's co-founder. People on the BC Ferries vessel can be seen crowding together on the upper deck to catch a glimpse of the whales surfacing. The encounter happened just off Galliano Island. "I always get excited to see people on the ferries being able to see them go through," says Hayden. "Seeing everybody excited, it gets us excited as well because we love the orcas." Ferry passenger Allie Hicks, who also got some footage, called the experience magical. "I've been lucky enough to see orcas last year on a BC Ferries vessel," she says. "I'm lucky to see them again." When the captain made the announcement about the whales over the PA system, Hicks was already outside on the deck. "I just wish they could have stuck around longer," she says. The whales stayed beside the vessel for about 5 minutes. Salish Sea Orca Squad has identified the orcas as TO49S, a family of Biggs killer whales. BC Ferries slowed down, whales unfazed. Hayden lives on Galliano Island and often sees vessels and whales navigating the space together. She believes BC Ferries slowed down and was aware of the whales. "They slow down as much as they can. Considering that they have a massive boat, they've got to be aware of other vessels in the area," she says. At the time of the whale sighting, there was a fast current in Active Pass. "They did the best they could, and as an observer and a person who monitors whales in the area as well as vessels, I feel as though they did a good job," says Hayden. In a statement to Glacier Media, BC Ferries spokesperson Deborah Marshall says the health and welfare of marine mammals is an important issue for the company. "With 170,000 sailings each year, we go to great lengths to responsibly share coastal waters with marine life," she said, noting deck crews are always on the lookout for whales. "Our captains have standing permission to deviate course to increase distance from whales," she says. "Vessels can also slow down when in confined waters and deviation is not possible." Anna Hall, a marine mammal zoologist at SeaView Marine Sciences, says the video clips show that the whales are not stressed. "Everybody's coming up together. Although it's a very short clip, the ventilation pattern appears to be quite consistent," she says. "Within that group, we've clearly got adult females, adult males and juveniles. It appears very calm to me." Hall notes the area is tricky to navigate as there are very strong currents. "This, to me, looks like just one of those magical moments that sometimes happens out there in the ocean," she says. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Salish Sea Orca Squad, at Salish Sea Orca Squad.